We'll get moving here. Here's one for you. Here's one for you. Just go ahead. So you can take these now as well. We'll do them afterwards, though. We got sheets. Okay. So, once again, the shiur is about supposed to be understanding tefillah. More of a parish on tefillah, more of what we're saying, what we're understanding from different ways, from different people who understand tefillah differently. Today, being at El, we're not going to jump into Shemona Esrei or anything like that. We're going to be, you know, it's already a little late to be looking into Ladavid, but we still have time. Shemini Atzeres. So, we're going to begin with Ladavid today. First we'll do a parish on it, then we'll go more into it. Okay. Chav Zayin. Right. Chav Zayin is how much? Right. What's the number right before 27? What's the...
Yud Kei Vav Kei,
exactly. So there's an importance to this number. I'm not saying one off, one now. Maybe it's one after, almost like 8 to 7 is Lamala Malateva. So whether there's a significance or not, we know that, there is a significance to the order of the Tehillim. Absolutely, for sure, as it seems that they're not written in order. But like when David HaMelech writes, Baruch Hashem Elam Amen V'Amen, it seems like that would be the last Tehillim, and it ends off with Hallelu B'nei V'Vechino, etc., one we say every day. But today we're going to learn about the David HaShem Arviyishi. We say twice a day, if you're Eidut Mizrach, on Rosh Chodesh, you say it during Shacharis and Mincha. As we know, if you are Ashkenaz, then you say it Shacharis and Maariv. And we know the reason for that. So it's brought down Siddur of Shabbatai, and Siddur of the Krushner as well. Bava Terebi brings down as well from that Siddur. That if you look through Ladavid, which you have in front of you, 13 times it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. And count. So 13 times in connection with the... Exactly. The Yud Gimel Midos Rachman. Which is why in the Matok Midvash brings down as well if you say this every single day, it's a huge school because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, right, says in the Pasuk straight up that, if anything goes wrong, you do anything wrong, here's the magic word. Say these 13 attributes, for lack of a better word, and I'll forgive you. It's as simple as that, really. And so this has the 13 names, God's name 13 times, only the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, although there is a special point to each and every one of those names. What's the importance of Yud Kei Vav Kei? I don't know. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. What does that mean?
I didn't know.
Sorry?
We say referring to Elohim.
Elohim is something different. It's a different name. What is the translation of Yud Kei Vav Kei?
Not
the literal translation, but what is the meaning of that name? What does that name represent?
The attribute of Rachman.
Not really. It's more Elohim.
Not the jinn, but the...
So the way the Shulchan Aruch itself translates it, it's not anything crazy Kabbalistic. It's Chayahu of a year. Hence, if you look in the actual letters itself, it spells out those three. It spells out both, right, Hayah, the first two letters, Hoved, the next three letters, and then Yehiyev, the Yud doubles. So he's was and always will be. And then Adon HaKol, so that's what it represents. He's the master of everything. So was, is, always be, master of everything. It covers almost everything. All right, Elohim, just for while we're on the topic, Elohim stands for what? Anyone know? Meaning, what's it? Represent what's the meaning of Elohim, Hashem Elohim?
Yeah.
So din as well, but it's when you say the word Elohim in davening, what's the kavana you're having? Not din, not having Rachman, you're having the other one. Why? So the Shulchan Aruch says that kavana you're supposed to be having is Takif Bal Yecholot Bal Kochos Kulam. That he is the all doable. He could do anything.
Isn't that Elohim?
Sorry.
Isn't that
Elohim Lukin, same name. Elohim Lukin, I've got it. And Baal Kochas Kulam, he's not just the one who gives the Koch, but he's the one, all the Koch belongs to him, of all of it, Baal Kochas Kulam. So once again, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hayo V'Yedana HaKol. It was, is, and always will be, master of everything. and Takif Baruch and Elokim Elokeinu Takif Baruch Olos Malkochus Kulam, that he is the all doable. Nothing, you know, he can do what no one else can, and he's in charge of all doing, and the Baal Yicholos Kulam of anything that's possible to be done, Baal Kochos Kulam, and all strengths and any single piece of energy, any potential energy, even that is, he is the Baal of that. He is the master of that. Okay, just so you know, a lot of the Sfarshim, have it like in the name of Havaya, it says Hayavia.
Oh,
which spelled out Shem Adnos. Okay, so now we'll get a little bit into it. So David, right? Hashem Orivi Yishi. You know, by the way, one more thing before we start, is that the Munkach Rebbe, when he describes, you know, David's foundation, what is his main thing? Aside from the sense that he's the, Rav Shagar likes to bring this down, that he's the Chozer B'tshuva of the entire nation. That's why the person who's going to bring Mashiach is the one who's going to make Kol V'Kal Yisrael do tshuva, and that's how you know he's going to be Mashiach. Right? So, with David, that's where that comes from. But David, the Munkach Rebbe brings down, is his Yisodis foundation is a dveikus with Hashem. It's this connection with Hashem that we strive for, to have this talking to him like sometimes like a son to a father, sometimes like a best friend who you're upset at. He has this unbelievable connection to Hashem, almost like he's standing right there, but at the same time, and you see throughout the hill, an incredible fear. Incredible fear. Fine. So David, by David, right? Almost like to David. Hashem orivi yishi. What does that mean? Hashem, he's my light, is my salvation. Okay, pretty nice. Mimi ira. So whom shall I fear? This is beautiful. Why? Because he's saying, one, they're obviously connected, those lines, that Hashem, who is my light, and he is my light and my salvation. And if I know he's my light and my salvation, who shall I fear? Who shall I fear? I know he's on my side. If you make him your light and you make him your salvation, you will have nothing to fear. Essentially what he's saying. My favorite Muslim sefer is Tehillim. If you really dig into it, it's really real great stuff. So Hashem Ma'uz Chayai. Mimi Efchad. Same thing almost. Hashem, he's the strength of my life. He's the one who gives me strength. Ma'oz chayai. He strengthens my life. And he brings strength to it. He brings energy to it. Mimi afchad. Who should I be afraid of? Now, the obvious question on this pasuk really is, you know, pretty much the same thing. Why doesn't he have to repeat itself? Why does he have to ask twice? Why does it use it twice? We're going to go into that later. The beautiful Torah of the Lubavitcher Rebbe on his parish and tell him. So we'll come back to that. But keep that in mind. Bikruv alay mireim lecho besari. Right, when they come close to me, bikruv alay, when they creep up on me, come close to me. Who is this? The mireim, people who are bad, the evil doers. Lecho et besari. Some really strong language. To devour, to eat my flesh. Right? You can almost say like it's Raymond Tuwe's Lecho Bisari Krasman, literally to eat my meat. The ones who are using me for Stam Ganshmas could also be looking into the future when he's a Melech. But the one who was Lecho Bisari, literally it means the one who are coming against me, to come and torture me, to come and eat and nibble at my flesh. Sarai Ve'oivai Li, the ones who bring me Tsar, the ones who torment me, the oivaili, and my enemies, the ones who come against me, hey makashlo v'nafalo. It's going to be them. They're going to be the ones who are going to stumble and fall. Okay, very nice. Im tachane alai machane. Play on words over here. If they would encamp me in an army, and there are many people who have a perush on this, how tachane is a lashon is a Nekeva Chazak, that the way it is, Zalashim Nekeva Chazak, when I go into it too much, I'm kind of going to read through it. But if they would encamp against me in army, Lo Yira Libi, even if an entire Machane, an entire camp, an entire army camp, comes against me, encircles me, and threatens me to separate myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to do something, or whatever it is, lo yirah libi, my heart will not fear. And he says, libi, meaning seemingly that maybe he would be a little bit afraid, but libi, he knows in his heart, he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Or if he should. And mimi ira, who does he need to fear? Im takum alai milchama. If all someone would arise upon me a war, someone brings wages war against me, which we know happened a few times. And even if you want to be talking about the future, if when it comes a war, gogumago or some other bzotani botech, this is what you need to be botech. And what is he referring to? And if you look in Rashi in the Radak over here, they explain this beautifully. Rashi says, "Bamesha Amar Lamala, Shehashem Ayos Chayai." Radak says similarly, "Bezotam Yirah Shamarta Ki Hashem Orvi Yishi Umayos Chayai." Now, what? When there is a milchama against you, when there is a war against you, he's talking to us. He's talking to Am Yisrael in general. Whenever a war comes upon you, whenever there is a war, if someone wages war on you, what do you need to do? You need to remember those first psukim that Hashem is the Orvi Yishi. So you mimi Yirah. Who do you need to fear? That Hashem is the one who is Ma'os Chayai. Mimi Efchad. Who should you be afraid of? No one. There's nothing you should be afraid of. Because Hashem... Hashem is also Allah. It's different. But when that fear comes upon you, don't be afraid. And that's why the Rambam brings down Hilchos Malachim at the end over there. He says, oh, he's very harif. And he talks about a soldier, about a soldier going to war, a Jewish soldier, that he cannot have an ounce of fear in his heart. And he said, if he does have an ounce of fear in his heart, it's as if he spilled the blood himself. Incredible, obviously, it's an unbelievably strong statement. Unbelievably strong statement of the Rambam. But that's because the Rambam says, you're not listening to David HaMelech. He told you the trick. All you have to know is that Hashem is Orev Yishi, and that he's Ma'os Chaya, and then there's nothing you can be afraid of, because he's the one who's in charge of them as well. So when this milchama comes against you, you need to have full faith. And you're not going to be afraid. It's just not going to happen. Now, obviously, that's a really high level. For those of us in war, you know that it's not easy. Fine. Achat she'alti me'es Hashem, ota vakesh. There's one thing that I ask for from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is to avakish. Or it can be read. I'm sure you just questioned something in your head right now. Or it can be read. Achat shalat meis Hashem. There's one thing I ask of you, Hashem. Oto avakish shifti beveis Adonai bekoli mechayel lachazot beno madran levakar bechalo. So it can be read in two ways. Either you can read it as if there's one thing I ask for from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's that I should be a vakish. What's a vakish mean?
I should
always request
from him. Turn to him.
What's the difference between a vakish and shalti? Or lishol. Asking and a vakish. What's the difference between them?
Asking for things seems more that, you know, if you don't have it, you'll be upset if you don't get it. Versus avakish, you're requesting for things like, Hashem, whatever you give me, then I'll be happy with, even if I don't get what I want.
What about in the actual asking form? How is it different? Before you get, don't get, when you're actually asking, what's the difference between a lishol and levakish?
When you're asking, I think it's more like, I need what's said versus, I need said, that would be my actual word.
Saying good, say a little better. Translate that into English a little better.
So if you're for a vacation, when you're requesting, it's more of a, hey, Hashem, I would like something. I don't need this. I want something. It's very nice and very helpful and very useful. Versus when you're asking for Hashem, when you're saying, Hashem, I need this. If I don't have this, I'm...
So I saw it the other way.
I saw the exact opposite on the vacation.
I saw it the other way. Could be right. Saying good. That Shoel, when you're just asking for something, you're asking like, Achat Shalti, do me a favor, you know, I have a question on something, right? Answer me. If you don't know the answer, it's fine. You know, Achat Shalti. But when you're a vakish or something, when you're really requesting something, you really feel the question. It's something that's much more necessary to you. You're searching for it, right? Mavak Shem, Hashem, Hedan, DRS, right? searching for, requesting.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's fun. I don't know if they still have that, but it's really searching for Kadosh Baruch Hu, looking for him, right? Requesting where I need. It's much more pnimi, much more inside bifni, much more within you. Much it matters a lot more to you. So on the one end, he could be asking Achad she'alti me'is Hashem oto avakesh. I'm asking for you one thing, and that's to be an avakesh. That's to be a person who doesn't just, but to ask for things that matter and to look for you.
Wouldn't it be better for Dashi?
No. Is that what you're saying? No.
Have avakesh in both, twice. If avakesh is that, you know, that deeper sense of connection, then why would you put it, hey guy, you know, and it's according to the way we just explained it.
You're saying, why is he.
Why would he say, to be avakesh, it should be, I'm avakesh from ha, not avakesh.
You're saying, why doesn't he use the Lashon of Bakasha to become an Avakesh?
Exactly.
Because then it wouldn't fit in with the second reading. I think he's trying to bring two messages here. That's what I think. So on one hand, you could read it as, one thing I'm asking for, and that is to be an Avakesh. And also because he's saying, now I'm just a Shoel. Achad She'alti. One thing that I ask. Now I'm just someone who asks. I don't know how to be an Avakesh. I'm asking you, make me an Avakesh. Help me become an Avakesh. I'm a Shoel right now. Help me seek. Help me request for real that it matters to me and to continue to request. And the other reading, of course, the simple reading, more pashup shot, is Achad She'alti Me'is Hashem Oto Avakesh. There's one thing I ask from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One thing I ask, and that's to seek you. That what? What do I seek? What do I request? My one request is. See, that's why I like the first one, it's better than, because why is he asking twice? Why is it Achad She'alti Me'et Hashem? That should be Shifti Be'Beis Hashem. Or Achad Bikashti Me'et Hashem. But Achad She'alti Me'et Hashem Oto Avakesh. Which you could obviously translate it as, it's one thing I ask from you, and that's to always be seeking that Shifti Be'Beis Hashem Koy Me'chayai. That I could dwell, that I could live within your house all of my days, all of my life.
Well, actually, it makes sense then that you have the two lashons right here specifically with that reading. Uh-huh. And that after you explain how great Hashem is, say, Hashem, I'm requesting from you something, but at the same time, I'm going to help myself. Like, I'm going to ask you if you can. If you don't do that, I mean, you're God, you show everything.
Oh, that works nice. But show over to the Vakish.
Exactly.
Oh, very nice.
So I request to be in the situation to ask.
So one time is David was Avakesh, and the other time is Hashem was Avakesh.
Sorry?
One time it's David was Avakesh.
Yeah.
And the other time it's Hashem was Avakesh.
Oh, Ota Avakesh.
Ta.
You're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the Avakesh? You're saying that it's working
Avakesh
the other way?
Yeah.
Or you're saying later on?
That David will be, that David will stay in his house and all this.
Ah, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to seek out like David as well. That Ota Avakesh.
Hashem
to be his Avakesh. You can read it that way as well. I think it's written in this strange format exactly so that you read it the way it connects to you. So, Achad She'alti Me'et Hashem Oto Avakesh. Let's go to the simple translation now. There's one thing I ask from you, and that's to seek to dwell in your house all of my life. L'chazot b'noam Hashem. To behold, to be in the delight of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'vakir b'heichalo. And to Levaker, to visit or to contemplate within your heichal, Beis Hamikdash, but within your sanctuary.
I didn't understand the simple one.
Simple one is what he's asking. I mean, there isn't a simple one here, but the simple one of what he's asking is that I'm asking you one thing, and that is that I shouldn't stop seeking to be in your house all my life. That I should always be seeking you out. Always be seeking to be in Beis Hashem. That I should never stop. That it should be always. And I think it's interesting also that he uses the word ulevaker. Because levaker means lehit karev. But in general we use like bikor cholim is like a visit. Right? Like a bikoret, right? It jumps on you. So why is it ulevakir? So, why is it to visit your sanctuary? It's not lihiyot behechalo.
So the way Cutler was explaining this in Rashan Alf here, by the hotel, is there's two pieces of this. It's obviously, you know, and also levakir. So what's the difference between the two, you know, if it's your house and you can't really come in as a visitor.
Mm-hmm.
So I also see me through for things.
You're saying he's going to be.
Even though I want to come to your house, Hashem. I want to be, you know, I'm gonna be a visitor, but when I come into, there's two options. Either A, I'm coming as a visitor, but when I come to visit,
mm-hmm.
like certain places you go to, your friend's house, you'll be there once in a year, once in whatever, but when you come in there, you feel so comfortable. That's a relationship that I want to have with Hashem. That,
like,
we're only there three times a year, those social gal, nonetheless, we should feel so regular to be there.
It shouldn't be so normal to you that you should only be a visitor.
It's the exact opposite. When you come in as a visitor, you feel very comfortable being close to the Hashem. At the same time, you don't want to lose that disrespect. You don't want to be disrespectful and show up as, hey, it's my house, I love the show, and show up as, and you know, you live in this house, you still feel a little bit like a visitor where you had the distance with the Fakhtim guys, as it were, you know.
That I do know. That I do know. This is one sec, as we hear. Okay, it doesn't say anything here, but okay, so I think we should keep in mind that word ulevakir, because I think there's a certain connection that it has with later on, but I think it's lower to translate here as to visit. Ki it's b'neini b'suko, when I will hide in your sukkah. The sukkah is spelled differently. It's spelled like sukkah, but it's pronounced sukkah here. I'm not going to get too deep into that now for lack of time, unfortunately. But yitzbeneni in itself is a strange word. Yitzbeneni in the Rishon bring down, the Dak, I think, brings this down, that yitzbeneni is a lashon of like running away, almost. It's not that like you will hide, but like I will go run into your shelter. I'm going to run into your sukkah. V'yom ra, on the day of evil. Yasti reini b'seitur alo, he will conceal me in the concealment of his tent. Meaning, he's going to a double covering. You know, he's going to hide me in his house, but he's going to put me inside of a hiding spot inside of his house. He's really going to guard me. Like your greatest gem, you don't just keep it in your house. You don't just hide it in your house, but you put it in a box, right? You put that under your bed. You put it in the crawl space or whatever. Vitzor yirum emeini. And then he's going to lift me upon a rock. Meaning he's going to make me great. That which rock would we be referring to? Probably even a shtiyah over here. He's going to make me, when I'm in his house, we're talking about Beis Hashem now, he's going to make me king. He's going to make me a Ben Melech. And literally he did make him king. And he was the one who was miyased. He built the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash. He was the one who literally was lifted upon that rock. And Shir HaMalos, where he literally brought up that rock, of the Evan of the great rock that's like 500 meters in front of us. V'ata yarum roshi aloi vayis v'votai. And now, yarum roshi aloi vayis v'votai. Elevated is my head on the enemies around me as bechaba halo zivchei tshura. And I will bring zevach. I will bring korbanos in his tent. Obviously, Mishkan at that point, but and I will bring offerings that are accompanied with joyous song, with great song, which is Levim. Ashir v'azam l'Hashem, I'll sing and I'll chant Hashem. I'm just going to read quickly through him because I want to get to another piece. Shema Hashem kol yekra, hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu my voice. Ekra v'chaneni v'aneni, when I call you, show me favor, answer me. Lecha amar libi, bakshu panai, it's panach Hashem avakesh. A double lashon of bakash over there, which we'll get into. And, you know, therefore my heart says, or lecha, to you, amar libi, to you my heart says, bakshu fanai. It seeks out your presence. It's looking for, literally, it's not just asking, it's going looking for the answer itself. As panecha Hashem avakesh, it's your face, it's your presence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I seek. Obviously strange, why the double lashon? I can't tell you the real theme, I think, of this mizmor is bakasha. It's lashon bakasha, bikish. Chabad is very big on this. Al taster panacha mimeni. Don't conceal your face, your presence from me. Al tat piaf avdecha. And by the way, David HaMelech, unlike Moshe, was zochet to see panacha Hashem. I can get into that again, but don't repel your anger and serve. Ezrata ita la ezrata zrati haita. My helper, you've always been, don't abandon me, don't forsake me, don't leave me, because you are the God of my salvation. You always have been the one who saves me. Ki avi v'imi azavuni. My father and my mother have forsaken me. It's a very, very, very deep line. Steinsaltz actually talks about this in his commentary over here. He says, where is it? Oh. He says, Ki afilu im avivi imi azavuni. That even if my mother and my father were to, he says, the Sfarno actually brings down that David's parents had left him alone at a very early age. But I don't think he would be so harif about it. Therefore, Steinsaltz brings down here that even if my father and my mother would leave me, right, ki avi mi azavuni v'Hashem yasfeli, that you would take me in. Because you're my other parent. He literally sees him as another parent.
So only of course after this pasuk going to be after the pasuk Dalai?
Sorry?
Wouldn't it make more sense for this pasuk of saying, Hashem, I don't want to leave me, and even if I know if people would leave me, I don't want to have you?
Because it really connects to the next sentence, which is, Hareini Hashem Darkecha Unecheini Barach Mishur L'man Shur Arai.
True.
And when you take me in, and do take me in, teach me your way, teach me, put me in your ways, and put me on the path of Mishar, like Mishil Sasharim, right? Put me in the path of the straight, of the ones who have integrity. L'man Shur Arai, because there are people who are out to get me, and my Yetzirah is out to get me. He's also coming after me. Don't deliver me to the souls of my tormentors, the ones who bring me tzar, for they have risen against me, false witnesses. I think that's on both sides. That number one, politically, there are people who are trying to get David in trouble, that were just chasing him around with Shaul and everything like that. If you look into his story, actually, if you really want to send to Helmi, look at David's story, it helps you a lot. But it's also, we know that amongst great tzaddikim there, especially at the time of El, where there's Katarogim, where there's a satan up in Shemayim saying, oh, he did this, but really, no, he's just looking at it from a different... There are people falsifying testimony against you, bringing false testimony against you, against everyone. So he says, not don't let them, but when they do, because they will. They are trying to do that no matter what. Yifei Hamas, and those who bring violence against me. Don't let them have it. Don't listen to them. Listen to me when I know that you're the owner of Yishri. I'm the one connected to you. I have the vikas with you. And it ends off with the last two psukim. Lule hemanti lerot betuv Hashem baretz chayim. Had I not trusted that I would see the goodness of you in the land of life in Olam Haba. Skip that one, fine. Kaveh el Hashem chazak v'yamit zibecha v'kaveh el Hashem. Obviously, another double usher here. A place your hope in Hashem. Chazak yamit zibecha, and strengthen yourself v'yamit zibecha, and instill courage in your heart. Kaveh el Hashem, and again place your hope in Hashem. So if you look actually at the second one in the Medrash on Tov, the famous Medrash on Tehillim. So it's a quick two-liner. Amar Rabbi, Kaveh el Hashem, Chazak yamit zibecha, v'kaveh el Hashem, excuse me. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Im nitpalot v'chazart av nitpalot, if you daven, you went back and davened again, tehei mevushar shenishma tefilatcha. You should be sure that your tefillahs have been heard, and he's eventually in the future going to do what you asked for. Ma'atam, and how do we know this? What's the reason for this? Kaveh Hashem chazak v'yamin sibecha mishum kaveh Hashem. Right? Place your hope on Hashem, go daven to him, then chazak v'yamin sibecha, then it's going to strengthen and bring courage into your own heart, and then once you have that strength and courage in your own heart, kaveh Hashem, again, place that hope, go daven again. Beautiful reading.
Then you know that you can do like a Tuamidas, one after the other.
Sorry, what was that?
Does it mean that you can do like a Tushmon Esrei one after the other?
No. Tefillah doesn't necessarily have to be Shmon Esrei. David HaMelech never had Shmon Esrei. Tefillah is you're really, or it could be Shacharis when you're asking Shema Koleni, when you're really asking for something. You know, try and have that affect you in real life in general. And then when you come back to Mincha and you ask for it again, it's more likely to be answered. Why? Because you yourself care about it more.
According to the Rambam, you can still ask for tefillah outside of davening altogether.
Of course, you can daven all day.
Exactly.
Halavai shetvelo kol hayom.
How
come you bring that down?
Could you daven, and then later on during the day, you're thinking of something specific that's troubling you, it's like, okay. And you go back once again. I know davening earlier, but I still need Hashem right now.
And also, like, the fact where Rav Kook brings them in Malat Riyah, that when you actually daven, you're talking to yourself and figuring out your troubles. So when you ask for things, you're also figuring out what else you need. And when you go daven again, now you can ask for what you really want, and whether you really need it or not. You've contemplated what you want, because you've asked for it. It's like when you ask for something in general in life, and then also you think, oh, maybe I shouldn't have asked in that way, maybe, yeah, I don't really need it now that I come to think of it, right? In general, you contemplate how after you ask things. Fine. I'm going to move on to this page over here, right here, which is from the Tehillim, recently put out. A set of five Tehillims of the parish of the current Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zichus Yigen Aleinu, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Menachem Mendel. Schneerson has a parish on Tehillim himself, right? So this is the famous Ol Yosef Yitzchak. That's the famous Tehillim which all of Chabadniks have, which is his father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe before him. So he put a parish on Tehillim itself. We know that in Chabad Tehillim is extremely important to look at every day. They're supposed to be learning Be'iyim, at least one Tehillim. That's in the Chabad daily learning.
Once
a day. Every single day, right? They learn the Rambam, you do this, you do Tanya every day. Tehillim. Yom Yom, you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Yom Yom. Okay. So, start on this side of the page, where it says Tom Chav Sain. First, you can see that he brings down over here, in the bottom right of the part, it says, Yud Gimu Shem Hava, Yud Gimu Midas Rachim, Mevor Besvarim, the Svarim, if you look on the bottom, Siddur of Shabtai, and the Panim Yafos, and a bunch of Svarim bring this down. Oh, by the way, this is the reason why Ashkenazim say it at Shachar's and Ma'ariv. Enosach Svard and Edu Misrach, which are much more to go in the way of Psach in regards with Kabbalah and much deeper meanings, they say only at Shachas and Mincha. Because you can't say Slichos at night until it's after Chatzos. You can say it earlier in the day. So we say this is like Slichos, so you can't say it at night. So Mavur Basan Shep Mismar Khan Yesh Yud Gimel Pamim Shem Avaya, that's 13 times Shem Yud Kivavke, Kenegar Yud Gimel Midas Rachim, like it says here. Vilachin Mikhodeshel Omer Mizmor Zeh, Fil Shachar Su Mincha, they say it's Shachar Su Mincha, I guess that's Zachari as well. Ke Meir Bo Begila Yud Gimel Zerachim. So that you should see, it should reveal to you the Yud Gimel Midas Rachim. Meaning this is essentially what he's saying also. This is a little bit of a translation to this Yud Gimel Zerachim, what they actually mean. Okay. Now, we're going to go into the next thing. I don't have too much time. I'll try and do it. It's an unbelievable sikha that he gives here. Fine. Havaya Have Ke Oriv Yishi. Right, David Hashem, he's going to focus on this first pasuk. David Hashem Oriv Yishi. Right, David to Hashem. For David to Hashem. Who is my Oriv Yishi? Who is my life, my salvation? Mimira, who shall I fear? Hashem Ayoz Chayai. Hashem is the one who brings strength into my life, who is charge of all strength in my life. So, Beis Pam Shem Avaya. In that pasuk, it says God's name twice. It says Yirke Vavke twice. It's a bit much. Why does it need to? A little bit of a double ashen here as well. Who Al Derech Mashal Kasev Be Rashi Al Beis Shem Usavaya Yirke Vavke Yisrach. So, when Rashi comments in Parshas Kitisa, where there's Yirke Vavke, he says here, Achad Kodem Sheyachtav, Achad La'achre Sheyachtav Yeshuv. And he's going to delve into this. So Rashi is over there, why does it say Hashem Ke'orach HaMechanon? Why does it just say Hashem Ke'orach HaMechanon? So he says, Echad Kodem Sheyachtav, one is for before you do the sin, Ve'achad La'achre Sheyachtav, and one is for after you sin, V'yashuv, and return, and you do tshuva. V'ha'inyan bazet, Chet Yachol Yod Mibesibot. You can do a chet, you can do a sin, or a person does a sin for one of two reasons. Aleph, Yetzirah mefateh at adam la'avera, ki eino avera, o bechlal hi mitzvah. So, the Yetzirah, both of them are in the ways of the Yetzirah, right? They're the ones who get you to do sin. he warms up this mitzvah, this avera for you, almost makes it, even when it's not an avera, meaning almost before it's an avera, like, he kind of warms you up to, oh, it's not an avera, it's not so bad, right? Adam, oh, no one's watching you, eat the apple. Oh, b'chal he mitzvah, or even if it's a mitzvah, he makes you not do it, and he turns it and makes it look like, oh, maybe you shouldn't do it, it could be an avera. So it works in very tricky ways. That's one way. Bet, hu yodea shezuhi avera, aval in yachol yitkabeh al yitzahara. He knows that the person knows that it's an avera, but what? The yitzahara knows that he's not going to be able to overcome this one. His taiva is too strong for this one. He's not going to be able to overcome it. V'zuhi ha-kavana Hashem ori v'yishin. This is the kavana when it says, Yud ki vav ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my light and my redemption. And the one who redeems me. Hakar Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ir li'yudi she'yirata emat mahu tov mahu ra. Now what are we asking for? What are we saying? That once again, what's the first reason that a person sins? Is because he almost warms up the avera for him. He makes it not an avera. He makes a mitzvah look like it's not really a mitzvah, and that it's an avera. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you, he reveals to you, etamet mahu tov mahu ra. And he gives you that chachma, like we ask in Brachat Hashem Mechonen Adat, of what is tov and what is ra, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that light. That's ori. Meir. La'ir. He gives us that knowledge. Bet over here, the reason is that you know it's not there, but you're not going to be able to overcome your taivas, or that you've done it already, and there's no turning back. So, hu ozer lo litkaber al yitzhara, he helps him to overcome his yitzhara, right? He redeems him from that situation that he's in, literally. V'have kodim shi'achta, or even before, hu she'enu maniach lo le'agia li'achta, afu b'shi'etzom mitkaber lo. Or what it is even before he's going to, he preempts it, and he saves him. It's almost like taking the pill before you have the headache, so that you're not going to have the headache. And there's something even greater than an ori v'yishi. There's something even greater than overcoming your yitzhara. And what's that? Ma'os chayai. That's right. Hashem ma'os chayai mi miyavchad. So ma'os chayai is greater than Hashem ori v'yishi. Bless you. Even after a person falls and did the sin, yesh lo ta'koach mishem Havaya, he has his koach from the shame of Yirkei Bavke, right? That he can always do tshuva. He's Ma'oz Chayai. And it doesn't only bring him to life, the Chai Bahem, right? You should live by it, you shouldn't die, you should live by it. Shal Torah Mitzvah, Se'elagan Lama'oz Chayai, Shabbat De Tshuva, Shalmal Mitzvah Mitzvah. Rather, it brings to Lama'oz Chayai. You can come back. You always have the strength. Hashem continuously gives you strength that you can even turn your vera into a mitzvah. And that's why tshuva is even greater than Torah mitzvahs, he says. We know, how do we know that's true? Ein tzadikim omdim b'makom shavale tshuva. That a baal tshuva is greater than a tzadik. It doesn't matter how much Torah the tzadik knows. The baal tshuva is greater than. Not that greater, but the tzadik can't stand in the place of the baal tshuva. It's a greater level. It's a higher world. And this also explains the significance of the pasuk of David Hashem Rav Yishi leChodesh Elul, of why it's specific to Chodesh Elul. B'shah shemagia Chodesh Elul v'yudin iskar l'kesher shalel im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elul comes and a Jew remembers his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically at this time of Elul that we're in now. Bo ha'yitzar v'toin. That's when the Yitzar Hara comes and what does he do? Like it says later in Tehillim. Right here. Al tidneni b'nefesh sarai ki kamu v'edei sheker. The Edei Sheker, the falsifying witnesses, the Satan, of when the Yitzhar is going up and toaning, telling you, he's giving false testimony to you, or he's giving false testimony about you in Shemayim, don't let me fall for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't let that happen. Amnam be'emet atak Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Know that Hashem is a Revi Yishi, know that you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval, Ata hare nimtza ba'olam shu malei klipot. But you do live in a place that's full of shells. We'll get into that now. Tanya talks about that. But a place that's hard to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in. He's covered in das, so to speak. V'yesh l'cha yitzahar shu uman b'mlachto. And he knows his work, the yitzahar. He knows what he's doing. V'chol ofen shu lo tatzich l'achzik at ha-kesh shalcha im Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chaya yom yom. But what? Even he can't stop that kesher between you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He can distance you, but you're always going to have a kesher with him. You're always his son. And that's why we answer him. That second, when you say the davening, you remember your kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu at this time of Elu Olif Nation Chasim Lepratim Shehavaya Asher Hashem Ori V'Yishi Mila Mimi Ira. That remember Hashem is your light and your salvation, so you need not fear. He's not going to break your kesher, the Yitzhar. Don't be afraid of the Yitzhar. Aval Yitzhar, I'm Sheikh Liton, and he goes against you again. It says, Hashem Orev Yishihu, Rak Azar Mikan Lo Avash Lechtav. Hashem's only your light and your salvation, and you shouldn't fear, right? But, Rak Azar Mikan, Lahabash Lechtav. He can only, you can't go back. Once you've sinned, he didn't help you. Okay, the next time I'll help you. But you've sinned, it's too late, says the Yitzhar. Aval, Yitzhar says, you're lost, it's too late, you've already done it, you've already done the sin. And that's when you go and you answer the Yitzhar. Hashem Ma'oz Chayam Mimi Evchad, Hashem is the one who brings strength to my life. Who shall I fear? Lo rak she'in lo pachad mirachokim, shemikan laba lo epol. Not only that, from now on, I shouldn't fall into my sins, ela ein li pachad mikrovim, but I'm not even close to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mechataim shekvar etzlu, from the sins that I have already done. Ki Hashem Ma'oz Chayev Hu Manik Li Et HaKoch La'asot Tshuva. Now what? I can even go back. You're wrong, Yitzhar. When you're saying I did it already, it's too late. It's not. I can do tshuva, and I can literally turn the aver into the mitzvah. Says the Rambam. He ends off this last paragraph. Inyan haTshuva Shayech LeBechinas HaYechida Shlamal Mitam Vadat, and tshuva is shayech to this concept. Hayechida Shlamal Mitam Vadat. It's the only thing that's greater than reason and knowledge. You can't. Even the Yitzhara can't outsmart it. Why, you know, Da'at is the highest thing. Why are we so much greater than the rest of the animals? Because we have Chachma, we have Da'at. We have Tam, we have reason, we have purpose. But Tshuva is even greater than that. And Tshuva is what's preparation for the Geula. Because the Mashiach is coming with knowledge, but he doesn't know what's coming. We compare Anmar Zakim, like the Alter Rebbe, Shir Zalman Liadi, brings down Shema Dreka. And Mashiach is going to be greater than the Das Havadam. Why? Because it's not going to be Das. It's going to be Tshuva. Like I said, the Rambam brings down that who is Mashiach going to be? You're going to know he's Mashiach when he's going to make everyone Choser B'Tshuva. And that's when you're going to, like the Pasuk says in later on in Perek Peitet, that you found David, your master, meaning you found Mashiach. That's when you're going to know that you found Mashiach. Fisha'on v'mizmorkan, like it says over here, v'ata yarum roshi, it says later on here, right? V'ata yarum roshi al oivai, s'votai v'ezbecha v'alo zivchei tshua, that you're going to raise my head above my enemies, and I'm going to bring in your Beis HaMikdash great harbanos, and I'm going to bring them with happiness, and Levim are going to be with me. Shafilu sheish oivai, then even at the times where there are enemies, b'chol zot polim sheirim roshil oivai. Even then, even in the tough time where the enemies are coming against me, you're going to raise my head above them, and I'm going to remember you, which is tshuva. That even when the Yitzhar is coming against you, even when the Yitzhar is coming against you and he's saying it's too late, you're saying, no, I can always do tshuva. You can do tshuva, you can bring a karban, you can be mechaper for your sin. Which we will be doing in the third Beis HaMikdash, Adei Melech, Beis David, in honor of the Mashiach. Mashiach tzidkenu b'geula amitit, ha'shleima, to the complete real geula b'karov mamash. Which is right here, which is right now, essentially, it's just so close, mamash, which could Rabban, I couldn't translate it as Mamash Rosh Tevus Menachem Mendel Schneerson. But what he reads me is, and it's, when the Tanya says Mamash, it's for real. It's not Kibiyachol. It's not, oh, possibly. It really is close. So Mirtz Hashem, this L of Anil Dodi V'Dodi Li, that we should always look and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Ori V'Yishi, and that it's never too late, because Hashem is Ma'oz Chayai. We can always do tshuva in this time of El Shkoyach.